Chipotle, honey child. Can I just have a normal table? I just want a nice, quiet meal.
Nanny Prescott, what are you doing here? Every time you come here, there's pandemonium mayhem.
Honey child, that's not true.
Well, what about the time with the blueberry pancakes?
Honey, it's not my fault that our city Carrie Barbara literally wanted you to paint blue pancakes for her.
Or the other time you get an interrupting.
Oh, you mean with that interpretation dream thing with that Joyce Crawford, honey child? Listen, I'm just want to sit down and eat food, okay? Can you get me a menu or something like that, honey child?
Well, Nanny Prescott, you know our menu.
Hey, but what is this kind of thing? Do you want tips or something like that, honey child?
Listen, I just don't want you really here.
Well, honey, you got me here. I'm staying like on Jennifer Holiday. And if you ain't gonna give me that list, okay, I'll tell you. Give me some fried chicken.
These are gonna do sunny moves.
I know I do, and they're better doing that there, honey child, but give me some fried chicken anyway.
Why don't you go over there then?
Honey child, don't you tempt me. Don't you tempt. Just go and give me some fried chicken, child. Goodness me, I'm grateful.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, I'm so glad I found you here.
Tessa Darcy, what are you doing here?
Well, I came to see you. After all, you are running for Prime Minister now.
Oh, honey, I forgot you get involved in the political things. Like the time when you were campaigning Tessa Crabb and then you fell down and then you dislocated your disc or whatever in the back of the child. And then you were put in the hospital and then you were in there watching about a test halfway trying to kill all the rivals for Miss Michelle Novak, I'm telling you.
You know, to bring that up. But anyway, I was here to ask a very important question. And you are running. I need to find everyone's candidate answer to this question.
Well, what was the question?
Oh, Nanny Prescott, you've got people here.
April, I can't have sisters turned up here. Okay, she wants to ask me some question, okay? Now, why are you here? You're supposed to get my fried chicken.
Well...
You tell me that ain't around.
Well...
Honey, go to the kitchen and get me some fried chicken, okay? It's not that hard. Now, what's your question?
Well, you're not really exactly like you really want to know my opinion at all. You're not really part of the, working the crowd people. You're not really a good people person.
John, I'm a great people person. I don't really care if I win or lose this election.
That's not losing.
Well, honey, I was forced into it by Carol Ballard's stupidness.
What a minute.
Honey, never mind. Don't get me started about that silly lady. What's your question?
Do you believe in life after love?
Oh, my. Is that the only song you know, Tess? We're just whipping off Cher all the time, honey child. Do people live after their hearts being broken? Clearly they do, honey child.
I can feel something inside me say I really don't think you're strong enough. Oh,
honey child, please. That's nice. Now you got your answer. See you later. Bye. And April, where's the fried chicken?
Hello, Nanny Prescott. I thought I'd give you today's paper.
Oh, Derry Jones with the accent going from east to west to up, down, all corners, all countries anyway. How you doing?
Well, I thought you wanted to update in the accent at all. Here you go.
Honey, you're not the Irish. I thought you're Welsh. Well, anyway, what's in the paper?
Can you not read?
Well, of course I can read, but I'm waiting for this fried chicken on the child. So, lay it to me.
Well, it looks like all the running mates have been revealed.
Oh, that's nice, honey child.
Including the fact that you're running with Daisy.
I know. But none of us want to run. That's the whole point, but... Yeah, I know that.
And you got heard that Melody Maxwell's running with that Mother Delta lady?
Yeah, she, them two appearing at the window of the hairdressers.
Candice Waters got the Dean Maxine?
Yeah, that's indeed a Dewey.
Hey, Nanny Prescott, I see you got your political advisor here.
Oh, my, does everyone that comes near me is going to be swamped up in my campaign? I'm sorry, Delta. He's not a political advisor. He's just literally reading me the paper.
Whatever, Nanny, but we know you're in the way now.
Well, I wish I was out of it. Seb Blanders, what are you doing here? It looks like you've been jogging around all over the place.
That is what I do. You just try to catch a honey or two.
Oh, well, I forgot your womanizer. I bet you Britney Spears was looking up, thinking about you when she wrote that song. What do you want?
Well, you are a contender, which, ask Prime Minister questions, and I have a question for you.
Okay, what's that, honey child? I ain't marrying you, that's one.
No, I am. I do like the ladies, but I'm not that desperate. Have some criteria.
Well, I'm glad you do. Please tell it to Pamela Ford. Just any man that's in her eyes that she just goes after, whether they're breathing or not.
Well, I'm just saying, as Prime Minister, what are you going to do to bring the honeys to the UK?
And the honeys? Honey chat! You mean the honeys?
You know what I'm like.
Exactly! Honey, that is nasty! Did you get away, honey child? If you can't find a wife on the internet, honey child, there's no hope for you. Go away!
Listen, Annapurna, I just want to kind of play the field.
Well, play the field elsewhere, honey child. Not in this country. Go! Good, he's jogging on.
Well, Annapurna, I don't think you can literally say that. You can play the field elsewhere.
Honey, where are we going now? India? I don't know what's going on with this accent, Doc.
Nanny Prescott, I cannot have people keep coming in and out of the restaurant without actually sitting down to eat food.
Listen, I cannot help it. People just want to ask silly questions like, do you believe in love and love?
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough.
Oh, April, please, go and get my chicken. Now, Doug, who else is running this silly waste?
Well, Mr. Ryanshaw is riding with his wife, Mrs. Ryanshaw.
Oh, that's not a surprise. I mean, who else want to touch them? Oh, they're nasty people. And not nasty like Seb London nasty, but nasty as in like, you know, weird, racist, random politics. Nasty.
Yeah, I heard rumors that they make David Duke look like a man all about racial integration and all.
Yeah, don't get me started about them. They're sneaky people.
And our Arthur client seems to be going, you know...
Oh, he's by himself.
Well, actually, the Vice Prime Minister, he said him particularly would be money. His money.
Oh, I'm still getting confused with this accent, Derek, but oh boy. He really thinks he can just spend his way to the Prime Minister's office.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, it's such a delight to see you.
Oh, Wendy Belcom, what are you doing?
Well, since you are one of the runners and the contenders, I thought it'd be a good idea if I come here and ask questions at all.
Oh, honey, I don't really want to run. I've just been fighting the ring and I'm trying to make the best of things, you know. No, doing that great a job, to be honest with you.
Well, my nephew, Elliot Belcom, thinks you have got the winning thing to do it, to change this country around.
Yeah, he also was one of those people, though, who was supporting Ryan DeConey before he was innocent and turned out he was guilty of sin.
Yes, not his finest moment.
Wendy, why are you not in the ways? I mean, you are beloved, well, you are American, no, but that hasn't stopped, you know, Senator Hammond. In fact, you used to be a senator yourself, honey child, but people love you, everyone loves you. Why have you thrown your hand away?
I've retired from politics for a reason, UK, USA, or otherwise. But no, seriously, Nanny Prescott, I do think you will be a great candidate for this entire country. I think you got it.
Honey, what have I got?
Common sense, and that's not a lot to be found in politics. I can tell you that for free.
Oh, stop it. What's your question?
Well, what can you do for the country is my question.
Honey, if I knew, honey child, I would be saying it, to be honest with you.
Well, you've never been tongue-tied before around here.
No, Wendy, but now the light's on me, and you know, I have to, you know, find out where we're getting all the honeys for Seb, apparently, and do you believe in life after love?
Oh, say, answer that question.
I know that for a fact. But you know, it's just a bit too much all this.
Well, do the best you can. I mean, one thing's for certain, I do not want Senator Hammond to win.
Honey, you and me both, honey child. You experienced more of him than probably I did.
Trust me, he was a nightmare.
Worse than Michael Novak?
What do you think?
Can he really top someone trying to burn the entire town down just because he hates it so much? In fact, came to be Prime Minister just so he can take out the town he didn't even like? Ooh, that don't look good, honey child. We better up our game. Thanks, Wendy.
I'll see you soon, Nanny Prescott.
Bye.
Nanny Prescott, please.
April, get me my food. If you want to leave me alone, you just get me my food.
Nanny Prescott, you're starting to now get a whole queue lining up to see you. Can you please leave?
Honey, I want my food. And I said I'm central on getting my food.
You're unbelievable.
And honey, you better do your job properly. I ain't gonna lie. If I do win, first one I do is fire her behind just for fun.
Nanny Prescott, I don't think that's very gracious of you.
Oh, honey, child, please. That lady just does my head every time I come in. She's just always moaning.
Well, as you were saying, Fiona Marshall has decided to pick Jason Leeson, the latest tech guy who's got a lot of money who she has a thing for.
She really needs to stop going after these young men who she thinks are hot stuff and are going to take her place. She's so desperate.
I've heard it said that Fiona Mars has the drive of Tessa Crabb but the brains of Adele.
Yep, Adele the police chief, that is not Adele the singer. That's certainly true, honey child.
Hello, Nanny Prescott.
Or someone else. Hi, Joni Cross, what do you want?
That's not a way to look at one of your prospects.
Auntie, I'm not really good at this political thing.
Well, that's clearly to be seen, but I have a question.
That's very clear. What's your question?
Well, will you serve my interest or not?
Honey, what's your interest, honey? I can't say yay or nay until I know what the interest is.
I don't think you'll be serving us pretty well. It's a shame, Nanny Prescott, we did on great business. What a shame. Bye-bye. Ta-ta for now.
Is she okay? Oh, she's going back playing the piano. Was she playing the piano this whole time?
Well, you know Joni Cross is quite wealthy, you know, and also plays the piano in her spare time. And there's rumour has it that she's quite connected.
Oh, my. What's this accent?
Please, not
I just don't know where we're going with you, Derek. Well, who else have we got?
Well, Mr. Rippon has taken Jerry Anderson in as running mate.
Oh, so he's now in that.
Well, yes, after being booted out by Candy's wallet, I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, wait. Darryl, just keep going just so I can keep going with this accent bouncing between walls.
Well, Louie Long's with Susan Mayweather.
Oh, that judge. She's corrupt, isn't she? She's a corrupt lady. I know it. I could smell it from corruption.
Hello, it's Christina Belford here, Nanny Prescott. How do you do?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, that's not like someone who's going to be hopefully one in our country soon, stuttering like such things. You may have to talk with boys and so forth. Anyway, let's go straight down to business.
Honey, what business is that?
Well, this is all the demands that I would like to see the country have. It would help me in my portfolio, business portfolio and that sort of thing. Especially if you push these things through, especially those towers just over there. And those...
Honey, I need time to digest this. I think we're plenty of time, because where is this chicken?
I mean, Nanny Prescott, you do have to get with the program if you want to get anywhere in politics. And at the moment, it doesn't seem like you are with it. So, give it to your political advisor to digest, if you cannot digest it yourself, that sort of thing. And we'll talk business. How about lunch at 2-ish next week? Ta-ta.
Well, what did you do? We don't need lunch at 2-ish, ta-ta. What's he gone? Oh, they really think you are the political advisor, don't you?
Nanny Prescott, please go.
Where's my food? Where is it? You could just give me a doggy bag at this point, honey. Go in there, get me a doggy bag, and I will be out of your hair.
Gladly.
Goodness me, does he get paid not to do anything? Sounds like a government.
Well, that's what it'll be you, Nanny Prescott, if you win.
Honey, child, this looks like I'm winning the town soon. Well, who's the anyone left?
Well, the last one will be a head scratcher for you.
Why?
Well, Senator Hammond decided to pick as his running mate, Nigel Crump.
What? Not that man. Oh, he always was a triangle into politics, but we never actually, you know, released him into the wild and actually become part of the political process. If he's in the party that he was all hating about back in the day, Tessocrats, this is Tessocrats' party.
I know, but apparently he thinks since the Dean Maxine is over at Candy Waller's party, the party he would usually be going after, well, he thinks that Senator Hymo would do great things to the country.
He's an idiot and a half, isn't he?
Oh, hi, Nanny Prescott. K-Day here.
Honey, I know who you are, love. You got another question?
Well, as you are going to be running the country...
Honey, I ain't running anything at the moment.
Well, Eva, I thought it would be great to ask. If you were in charge, would you make sure that my job stays?
Well, in terms of the job, the economic situation, those hard times, that sort of thing.
Well, specifically my job, because, you know, the employers think I'm quite rubbish at it.
Well, you've been a hair hostess.
Yeah, they said something about the fact that I nearly actually caused someone to jump out the window on the last flight because they found me so ridiculously bad at my job and that sort of thing. And the time when I got a kid and then they nearly dangled him out into the middle of the air. There was those types of things, which I just think, you know, just little mistakes, you know.
Oh, honey, child, please. Thank you, April. I'll take that chicken from you and we're going. Come on, Dad, we're going, honey, child.
Oh, good riddance. Well, if you can, come on, would you please help me secure my job?
Honey, child, I tell you what. I probably wouldn't be able to secure that job because that sounds quite dangerous. But I would be happy to give you April's job if I was running the place.
Oh, really?
Yes, anything besides her doing waitering, honey child. Because she's useless as anything, honey child. Oh, goodness. I got. You know, also, Derek, I was just thinking.
Well, what's that?
If I was in charge, right, of the country, I could file Cal Ballard for being an idiot. That'll take such great pleasure. The fact that she put me in his ways and I'll be kicking her out anyway. Besides, I heard rumors he's corrupt, blackmailing people anyway.
Well, maybe you need to prove it up before you go saying such things.
Well, I hope we'll find out anyway, Hunter. But anyway, I gotta go. I got my fried chicken and I gotta leave in peace. Although there's more people wanting more political questions. Someone talk to Daisy on your questions. I'll treat my running mate. See you later, bye.
You've been listening to What's Going On Grass with an Undercrate Show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, guys, for coming aboard and listening to shows. Always great to have you guys come on board. Do remember there are other episodes to listen to. There's now 165 episodes you can tune in. So do look into the back catalogue if you haven't done so already. You can start all the way from the beginning and catch up to where we are, or just jump into the ones you really want to listen to. And don't forget, there's books you can buy also. But until next time, bye-bye for now.